Good morning. Spain's rate of confirmed coronavirus cases fell to 193 per 100,000 people yesterday, to reach the lowest level recorded since August. The Health Ministry reported 9,773 infections since Monday, bringing the total up to just over 1.7 million, whilst the number of deaths increased by 373 to 47,019. No data was released on Tuesday because it was a national holiday. Whilst the infection rate has slowed in recent weeks, the Health Minister, Salvador Illa, urged people to stay at home over Christmas to avoid a fresh resurgence. Meanwhile, measures to control the spread of the virus are being relaxed in some areas. Murcia reopened indoor bars and restaurants for the first time yesterday. The region of Castilla y León will follow suit tomorrow, when bars, restaurants, gyms and shopping malls will be able to open their doors. And despite a slight uptick in infections, Valencia also approved reopening nightclubs, but they'll have to shut by midnight. The Canary Islands hopes to save its tourism sector and announced that it will no longer require PCR tests on arrival. And authorities will also begin accepting negative antigen tests, which are cheaper and provide quicker results. The Health Minister also announced that the whole of Spain will no longer ask travellers under 6 years of age to present negative tests. Mallorca is the only region taking a different approach, announcing yesterday it would move its nightly curfew from midnight to 10 p.m. Former King Juan Carlos, who left his homeland under a cloud of scandal in August, has settled a back tax bill worth over €678,000, including interest and fines, his lawyers said yesterday. In a statement, they provided no details on what the back taxes were for, but El País said earlier that the former monarch sought to settle certain alleged illegal credit card transactions to avoid being charged in an investigation and will be able to return to Spain. Prosecutors at the Supreme Court have opened several investigations into Juan Carlos's business dealings, including those linked to a high-speed train contract in Saudi Arabia. And the Junta de Andalucía yesterday asked for an official explanation from the central government about the arrival of almost 200 immigrants into Andalucía on a flight from Gran Canaria, apparently without any prior warning. Regional spokesman Elias Bendodo accused the government of not complying with the current rules on coronavirus, saying that he had asked for transparency and information on the matter. Mr. Bendodo said that while people can only travel when it's justified, the case of transferring immigrants was not justified. Sergio Romero of Ciudadanos suggested Fernando Grande Malasca, the Minister of the Interior, should resign, but first he should issue a full explanation of his actions and decision to transfer immigrants to Andalusia without any warning. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.